During a ceremony on Thursday, April 18, Minister of Children and Family Services Grace Luhr signed a coordinating agreement with the Stiles First Nation, further reinforcing the province's support of the nation's jurisdiction over their own child and family services laws. "We are recognizing their inherent right to self-government, including exercising their laws, responsibilities and customs as it relates to looking after children, youth and providing family services," Luhr told The Observer. "It's a really, really important step, recognizing that Indigenous people have the inherent right to look after their own children and families and our commitment to continue to work together to keep Indigenous children and youth safe and connected to family and culture." On Family Day weekend this year, the Stiles community held a celebratory ceremony in honor of their asserting their right to govern children and family services according to their laws and traditions. Related. Stiles asserts jurisdiction over child welfare in celebratory ceremony. "Our children are our most precious resource, and by assuming responsibility for their care, we are ensuring that they grow up with the love, support and connection to their culture that they deserve," said Chief Ralph Leon, SAW-AHKW. Following the ceremony, Luhr said she was "incredibly grateful" to join Stiles in this work. The Family Day weekend gathering was initially meant to celebrate a ceremonial signing of a coordination agreement with the Stiles Nation and the federal and provincial governments. However, about a month before the ceremony, the federal government reneged on their commitment to meet the deadlines set out for finalizing the agreement. Last year, Stiles leaders brought into force Snowoyate-Emi Melte Stiles, or Stiles Child and Family Services Law, which covers Stiles children living on reserve. After the Family Day ceremony, the Stiles law now extends across BC, effective April 1. Luhr said the province is committed to breaking down barriers for First Nations asserting their self-governing rights. Stiles Grand Chief Chasta Willie Charlie Chaikwawet stated the community was "extremely disappointed" in this decision, and it leaves the community significantly underfunded for the nation's child and family services. Though she did not have an update on where federal officials stand on the issue, Luhr said the province will continue to honor the commitment to provide funding for Stiles children and family services. "It's work I'm committed to and we are continuing to undertake, and that includes funding through to Stiles," Luhr added. "I do hope the federal government will join us in these conversations because kids and youth need us to get it right."